Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for this great nation because of some developments in the Middle East. One of the masterminds of the Hamas murderous attack of October 7th has gone to Hades. He is no longer in our world. He was hit by an Israeli airstrike. The commander's name, who is supposed to be responsible for those hang gliders that they are so proud of in a triumph of technology. In any event, Nassim Abu Ajina was the commander of the Beit Lahia battalion of Hamas's northern brigade. He died last night in an airstrike in Gaza that actually targeted his home. There is also this just reported that a Hamas military wing spokesman announced that the terror group will release a number of hostages, but not Israeli hostages. With foreign nationalities, they have every imaginable European nationality, they still hold 239 hostages. There's a terrible, terrible story about a German family identifying the beheaded body. Then they used it using DNA of a hostage who apparently was recently killed and thrown out onto the street. We will bring you that story without more detail than absolutely necessary. In any event, the spokesman who uses the name Abu Ubaida says that the decision by Hamas to release some foreign nationality hostages, non-Israeli hostages, comes as a result of the mediation of some countries. Which ones? Who knows? Abu Ubaida also denies that Israel freed the IDF soldier Ori Megadish from Hamas captivity yesterday. The story that we covered on the air as it happened, they have pictures of her together with her family. And you can only imagine the relief. She's a 23-year-old corporal in the IDF, in the Israel Defense Forces. The spokesman for Hamas says that Megadish must have been abducted and held by another terror group. Could be Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is a rival terror group that has actually done battle at times with Hamas, together with Hamas on the same side and against Hamas. But around 50 of the hostages are said to be in the hands of other terror groups other than Hamas, most notably the Islamic Jihad. The claim cannot be verified. Weighing in on Israeli domestic affairs, which I'm sure has a great influence on Israeli domestic affairs, the terror group spokesman claims that the war will mean the end of the political career of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, noting that if he managed to free only one hostage 1 month into the war, it will take him another 20 years to free the rest of them. Abu Ubaida reiterates calls on the Islamic Nation to rise up and to join the battle to defend the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Nothing has happened to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Nothing is going to happen to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This, of course, is madness, like so much of what is going on. There's also a Senate committee, the Senate Appropriations Committee, that was interrupted today by demonstrators who were demanding a ceasefire. And what was happening was that Secretary Blinken, the Secretary of State, who, by the way, has been doing just an outstanding job representing our country and representing the foreign policy, whatever weaknesses you may find in Joe Biden and his administration, Antony Blinken has been impressive. And he was there at the Senate committee speaking about some of the heinous crimes of Hamas. And he was describing a family that was attacked on October 7th. This is when he was interrupted by demonstrators, as you will hear. Here is Secretary Antony Blinken.
And if you'll forgive me, because, again, these stories recede so quickly. A family at its breakfast table at one of the kibbutzes. And by the way, the profound irony of attacks on kibbutzes, the very people who most ardently believe and want a future of peace between Israelis and Palestinians, a future of two states. A family of four, a young boy and girl, 6 and 8 years old, and their parents around the breakfast table. The father, his eye gouged out in front of his kids. The mother's breast cut off. The girl's foot amputated. The boy's fingers cut off before they were executed. And then their executioners sat down and had a meal. That's what this society is dealing with. And no nation could tolerate that. And as we've said repeatedly, as President Biden has repeatedly made clear, Israel has not only the right, but the obligation to defend itself and to try to take every possible step to make sure this doesn't happen again.
And then he went on about Israel's goal in the current war. Clip B.
We've been equally clear that it is vitally important how Israel does this. And the imperative of doing everything possible to protect civilians as well as to care for those who are endangered by the conflict is something that we feel strongly. You're, of course, right that this is a special burden on Israel because Hamas cynically and monstrously puts intentionally civilians in harm's way by hiding behind them, by using them as human shields, by placing its people, by placing its equipment, by placing its ammunition, its weapons, its command posts, underneath hospitals, underneath schools, in residential complexes. But for each of us, and particularly for democracies like Israel and the United States, we have to bear the burden of doing everything we possibly can to ensure that civilians are not harmed and to care for those who need our help.
Okay, as he was continuing and talking about why a ceasefire would help Hamas, he was interrupted by demonstrators who poured fake blood all over their hands and held them up, and it sounded like this. These are demonstrators from Code Pink, if you remember them, led by Media Benjamin, who's actually been a guest on this show. This is what it sounded like this morning. 13.
Not in the face of Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Not in the face of an intensifying strategic competition in the Indo-Pacific and around the world.
If the witness will suspend, and I ask that everyone again respect this hearing, we will suspend until the room is cleared.
It's calling for a ceasefire. Shame on you all. The world is calling for a ceasefire. The American people don't want to support this brutal war. Stop the war. Stop the ceasefire now. Stop funding this brutal massacre that Israel is doing on the people of Gaza.
And the confrontation at the Senate committee, it's the Appropriations Committee. They're talking about appropriating money to help Israel and to make up for some of Israel's own losses with internal refugees and more. We'll bring you what happened next. They also had to deal with the demonstrators, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Another formidable character. We will be right back with more on The Medved Show.
I hate this!
The Michael Medved Show.
I hate what you told me! to us! I hate what you're doing to us! I hate you!
Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Your cultural crusader. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And today, this morning, when Secretary of State Antony Blinken was commenting about some of the horrors of Hamas and what the terror organization really is about, a terror organization supported, shockingly, by a stunning number of Americans on the extreme and crazy left. In fact, Americans on the extreme and crazy left with what is called Code Pink, they also were extremely outspoken protesters of the United States counter-terror efforts in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere. So they have a long history of basically defending terrorists. Secretary Blinken was speaking about this idea of a ceasefire and why the ceasefire was an unacceptable idea. Here is Antony Blinken, Secretary of State.
When it comes to a ceasefire, in this moment, you're exactly right. That would simply consolidate what Hamas has been able to do and allow it to remain where it is and potentially repeat what it did another day. And that's not tolerable. No nation would tolerate it. We do believe that we have to consider things like humanitarian pauses to make sure that assistance can get to those who need it and that people can be protected and get out of harm's way. But we can't have a situation where there's a reversion to the status quo, where when this is over, it goes back to Hamas being responsible for the governance and so-called security of Gaza, because that's simply an invitation to repeat what happened. And again, no nation would tolerate that.
And then there was yet another protester, this part of that Code Pink group. And by the way, this represents a failure for Senator Patty Murray, who is the President Pro Tem of the U.S. Senate right now. But she was chairing this meeting, and the protesters came in. They were very obviously going to protest, and this is what Code Pink does. You remember, they have a long history of having to be dragged out of these committee hearings while they are shrieking and screaming. And the shrieking and screaming sounded like this.
The President and I have both stressed the need for Israel to operate by the rules.
Why are we
here
having a
committee?
The
committee will suspend.
Let them be at the table. Why aren't they at the table? Cease fire now! I beg you! Cease fire now!
Secretary Blinken, you may continue.
Thank you, Chair. So I was saying, the President and I have both stressed in our conversations with the Israeli government the need for Israel to operate by the law of war and in accordance with international humanitarian law, and to take all possible measures to avoid civilian casualties.
And later today, the speaking at the same Senate hearing, okay, here is this is to just finish this little episode for people who think that the life of a U.S. senator is glamorous or wonderful or exciting or jet-setty. Can you imagine dealing with this? Because it's a serious matter of life and death right now. And again, it's a struggle of good and evil. If the Hamas killers don't count as evil, who does? How do you define it? There's actually a terrific piece by Lance Murrow in the Wall Street Journal about defining evil. We will get to that. But Senator Patty Murray of the state of Washington had to shut down the hearing at this point. Listen.
Ceasefire now! Save the children of Gaza! Save the children of Gaza! Ceasefire now! Where is your pride, America?
Nice that people feel very passionately, but I ask that we have order in this hearing room and respect our speakers. We will move forward with the hearing and allow the people here and the American people to hear from their witnesses.
3,500 kids dead. Come on, I'm an Army colonel. I'm a former diplomat. I resigned on that war in Iraq that you talked about. That was a terrible thing, and what we're doing right now in supporting Israel's genocide of Gaza is a terrible thing, too.
Thank you, Secretary Blinken. If you can continue, please.
Thank you, Chair. The president's funding request has four key elements. First.
Okay. And the funding request we're talking about is funding emergency support. I think it comes to $14 billion to help Israel curb forever this evil terrorist organization. The IDF has announced, by the way, that, and this that was on X, formerly Twitter, fighter jets guided by intelligence information from the Shin Bet, that's the Israeli intelligence, the CIA for Israel, killed last night the commander of the Beit Lahia battalion in the northern division of Hamas, Nassim Abu Ajina, who sent the murderous attacks of Hamas on October 7th to Kibbutz Erez and the Moshav Nativ Hatara. In the past, he commanded the Hamas Air Force and took part in the development of the terrorist organization's drone and paraglider capabilities. His elimination constitutes a significant damage to the efforts of the terrorist organization Hamas in disrupting the ground operations of the IDF. Israel said its forces attacked Hamas gunmen inside the terrorists' vast tunnel network beneath the Palestinian enclave of Gaza over the last day. The tunnels are a prime objective for Israel as it expands ground operations inside Gaza to wipe out Hamas, which rules Gaza following its deadly surprise attack on southern Israel 3 weeks ago. And as for the terrorist that they took off the board, he was responsible as the head of the hang glider operation for most of the killing at that Nova tribe festival concert that they were having out in the desert, where there were 260 people representing 10 different nationalities from all over the world who were killed, shot, mutilated, raped, some of the women. There are at least 260 people from that rock concert who were killed. So what happens next? Turkey, the president of Turkey, the strong man there, he's hardly a democratically respectable leader of state, head of state. But Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said that Turkey is going to get involved in this war. Is he serious? We'll be talking with Michael Rubin, senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, who specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. We'll be right back with Michael Rubin.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A judge has ordered federal agents to stop cutting razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last night, a U.S. district judge granted a temporary restraining order banning the federal government from handling the wire installed in Eagle Pass, Texas. Pharmacy employees at CVS and Walgreens stores are beginning a walkout to demand better working conditions and hire more people. Last week, Ford and the UAW reached a labor deal. Over the weekend, it was Stellantis that worked a deal. And now GM, the final large automaker, coming to terms with the UAW. Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely to become a thing of the past. The Senate approving an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Glad to welcome back to the show Michael Rubin, who has joined us often before. He is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. A former Pentagon official, Dr. Rubin has lived in post-revolution Iran, in Yemen, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. He has also spent time with the Taliban before 9/11. For more than a decade, he taught classes at sea about the Horn of Africa and Middle East conflicts, culture, and terrorism to deployed U.S. Navy and Marine units. Michael, I'm glad to speak to you. I know you've been watching the progress of the war so far. Right now, the people who are anti-war are simply focused on a ceasefire, ceasefire, ceasefire. It's what you hear from all of the demonstrators, the ones who interrupted the Senate hearings this morning, the ones on college campuses. Can you explain to people very directly why it is that a ceasefire amounts to handing victory to Hamas?
Well, the reason, Michael, why a ceasefire would be a victory not only for Hamas, but also for Iran, would be, number one, it would involve legitimizing Hamas. Number two, while we can talk in theory about humanitarian assistance flowing in to the Gaza Strip, remember, Hamas has used that humanitarian assistance, construction material, and so forth, to build a web of more than 300 miles worth of tunnels. In fact, while some journalists say, look, the hospitals are running out of fuel, Hamas is warehousing fuel. So this would be a repeat of what we saw in North Korea, where we were providing food and heavy oil but it wasn't going to the ordinary people. Then the question is, do you want to reward Hamas and not benefit the regular people? Do you want to make it more difficult to defeat Hamas? And we could have asked the same questions about the Islamic State, or back when they were controlling Mosul and Raqqa and we were facing urban warfare. Do you want to give them a way out, or do you want to defeat them and actually liberate the people who are living under their wrath?
You have studied Turkey a great deal, and now the whole world knows that Iran has been directly involved with Hamas and Hezbollah on the northern border of Israel, and the Houthis in Yemen and more. But is there a realistic possibility that Turkey would get directly involved in this war on the side of Hamas?
Well, Turkey not directly involved. What Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, is doing is just playing to the street and trying to distract people from the fact that his economy is in the tank, that at the 100th anniversary they're living much worse than they were living 20 years ago before he took power. But 2 weeks before the terrorist attack that launched this crisis in the Middle East, Israel intercepted chemicals, precursors, and other weaponry coming from Turkey to Hamas. In the past, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has tried to supply Hamas, if people remember the Mavi Marmara flotilla in 2010. The thing to understand is that Hamas comes from a Muslim Brotherhood background. Recep Tayyip Erdogan comes from a Muslim Brotherhood background. And so intellectually, they are cousins.
And even though Turks, of course, are not Arabs, neither, for that matter, are Iranians. As you've been following the war closely, it's part of your job. How would you say that matters on the ground are proceeding so far? I know today they acknowledged the IDF, that two IDF soldiers had been killed. How do you think the war is proceeding right now?
Well, certainly Hamas has been surprised by the ferocity of the assault on Gaza. In the past, there was some symbolic action that Israelis called it mowing the lawn, but nothing this sustained, and there's no sense, that there's no indication that the Israelis are going to stop anytime soon. That said, urban warfare is very difficult. Many in Israel have been waiting after a two-day delay with no news for any word about the casualties that the Israeli Defense Force has suffered. Because remember, Israel is such a small society that everyone knows someone who is either being held hostage or has been mobilized or was killed in the terrorist attack. So if Israel had only lost two people in the situation that is far worse than what people face when fighting the Islamic State, then that's nothing short of miraculous. Unfortunately, it appears that Israel is going to suffer much more before they rid the world of Hamas. However, they have determined that even though they will take casualties far beyond what they have come to expect in recent years, that the price is worth it, that they can no longer live side by side with Hamas.
The goal is to eradicate Hamas, this massive evil blight from the earth. Is that an achievable goal, do you believe?
You know, Michael, I think that is an achievable goal. Some people might say, hey, look, Hamas is a fact of life. And indeed, ever since they staged their coup against the Palestinian Authority in the Gaza Strip in 2007, they have educated school children and controlled the government, controlled the resources, hijacked international aid. But remember, 40-some-odd years ago, actually more like 50 years ago, we had the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, which was a murderous group. And the world didn't simply wring their hands and say, hey, these guys might be killing a million people, but they're a fact of life. The simple fact is that sometimes when you're confronted by these assaults on the liberal order, you can't let them metastasize. You've got to get rid of these groups. Israel for too long thought that they could kick the can down the road. Well, the road has now ended, and we're going to see Israel do what they feel they need to do.
And the possibility of a new front opening up on the north with Hezbollah, aided directly by Iran, so far it's been, it hasn't exploded fully yet, has it?
Well, you're absolutely right, Michael. It hasn't exploded fully. And honestly, I don't think it will yet. And the reason is, if there was ever to be an Iran-Israel war, if Israel was to strike at Iran's nuclear program, Iran's retaliation would be by using Hezbollah to launch all their missiles at Israel. Well, if Hezbollah goes ahead and launches all their missiles at Israel, then Iran knows, you know, from an Israeli perspective, they don't suffer any harm from actually doing what they feel needs to be done and addressing the Iranian threat much more directly. So Iran at this point in time, I believe, is restraining Hezbollah.
And may that only continue. Do you believe it's a matter of weeks, months, or years before there's a resolution?
Well, put it this way. It's a matter of weeks for the active phase of this fight. But if Hamas's rule is extinguished, if the Hamas leaders or the Hamas rank and file get sent to Qatar or Malaysia or Russia or Lebanon, there's still going to be mopping up operations. And you still have a tremendously scarred psychologically population. They have been subject to incitement for years. We're talking about a multi-decade project to repair the damage which Hamas has done in the Gaza Strip.
Michael Rubin, his most recent columns, which are always insightful and informative, are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Here at home, a warning from the FBI director just issued about the terror threat here in the United States. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There was more testimony before a committee of the U.S. Senate. That happened just within the last couple of hours, where the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who you'll remember was appointed to succeed James Comey when he was fired. He was appointed by President Trump. And he has continued through the Biden administration. And again, he has a serious job right now as director of the FBI, with a rise in hate crimes being registered everywhere across the country, hate crimes against black people, Jewish people, Islamic people sometimes. But there's also the rise in actual terrorism threats that are connected to the ongoing war in the Middle East. Here is Director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, this morning. Listen.
Most pressing national security threats that what we face and what we're doing to tackle them are always important, but it seems especially well-timed this year with the dangerous implications the very fluid situation in the Middle East has for our homeland security. The reality is that the terrorism threat has been elevated throughout 2023, but the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. Since the horrific terrorist attacks committed by Hamas against innocent people in Israel a few weeks ago, we've been working around the clock to support our partners there and to protect Americans here at home. We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Hezbollah has publicly expressed its support for Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. And we've seen an increase in attacks on U.S. military bases overseas carried out by militia groups backed by Iran. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
Okay, this is serious stuff. There's also a report on NBC and elsewhere. A Las Vegas man has been charged with threatening to assault, kidnap, or murder United States Senator Jackie Rosen. According to a criminal complaint, John Anthony Miller, who was 43, had left Rosen a stream of vile and anti-Semitic voicemails. Jackie Rosen happens to be Jewish, in which he vowed to, quote, finish what Hitler started. Miller went on to threaten the Nevada senator's family, her husband, her daughter, and showed up at a Las Vegas courthouse suggesting he was there to see Rosen. He was arrested last week before appearing in federal court on Friday, charged with threatening a federal official. This is the way that issue was reported by NBC.
He was arrested on threatening to assault, kidnap, or murder the United States senator with intent to impede, intimidate, or interfere with their official duties. Now, Senator Jackie Rosen spoke just moments ago to our colleague Frank Thorpe, confirmed that it was indeed her who was the recipient of this. And, by the way, the Justice Department didn't name her, but she is confirming to us that it was her. She said, quote, "We have to always take the threat seriously." She went on to say she has full faith in the Justice Department that they'll take care of the situation, and noted that she only saw the indictment herself today for the first time. She added that this is what Jews all around the world are facing in light of recent events, the escalating situation in the Middle East. Now, a few things about Senator Rosen that might, you know, shed light on why she was targeted in this manner. She served as the president of Nevada's largest synagogue before getting elected senator. She's the third female Jewish senator in American history.
Okay. And so she received voicemail. By the way, terrorists who leave voicemail messages, he left a message that said, you let your own family members kill these Palestinians in the West Bank, the Christians in the West Bank. There are very few Christians in the West Bank right now. Senator, I'm sorry to say, but you know what? You're a piece of beep, and you're going to burn in beep hell for your beep crimes. After being refused entry into the courthouse, Miller became irate and yelled profanities as he walked along Las Vegas Boulevard to kill every last Israeli terrorist, Miller said. Video was captured of him standing outside of the courthouse as he screamed with what looked to be a cigarette in his right hand and a Palestinian flag draped around his left arm. He also wore a black shirt with Jesus' face on it, dark sunglasses, and tan khaki shorts. He left another voicemail, which said on October 24th, watch out, B-word, your whole F family's in danger, B-word. This is not good. There's a there's an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal, which is hard hitting and doesn't pull punches. It says that the disturbing fact of the past month is that Jews are under attack not only in Israel and not only by Hamas. The weeks since the barbaric October 7th Hamas invasion of Israel have witnessed physical assaults on Jews the world over, including in the U.S. and Europe, the most modern of pogroms, global, televised, politicized, demonstrates exactly what is at stake as Israel ramps up its defensive war against Hamas in Gaza. The Islamist group and its Western enablers are pursuing or justifying a genocidal war against Jews, not merely a territorial dispute with Israel. And since Western governments too often seem unable to protect the Jewish minorities in their midst, Israel must defend itself as the only safe home for the Jewish people. This weekend, hundreds of rioters in Dagestan, Russia, stormed an airport in search of Jewish travelers. And by the way, it dragged at least 20 of those Jewish travelers out of the plane and beat them. They were hospitalized. Mobs raided hotels in other parts of the North Caucasus looking for Jews. In a Jewish community center under construction in the city of Nalchik, this is in Russia, was the target of an apparent attack. Germany has witnessed a spate of anti-Semitic incidents, including an attack with Molotov cocktails against a synagogue in Berlin on October 18th. Do you remember hearing about that? With everything else going on, it hasn't got much publicity. Jews found Stars of David painted on their homes, an echo of the Nazi persecution. German politicians have been forceful in their denunciations, but apparently not forceful enough in their policing. Two Jewish schools in London closed for a period over safety concerns, and some British Jews no longer feel safe wearing visible symbols of their faith. They're probably right to worry the state can't protect them. Tens of thousands of protesters in London over three successive weekends called for jihad and chanted "From the river to the sea," a demand for the erasure of Israel and by extension its citizens. In Sydney, Australia, a crowd chanted "Gas the Jews, gas all the Jews," after the Hamas attack. What is to be done? And what about the funds for that other war, the war in Ukraine? We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.